Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello. My name is Ala, and I want to welcome you to my new podcast called Raw and Real, and it's going to be raw and real. I wanted to start, I'm reading, by the way, because I'm getting old, and I need glasses, and I can't remember everything I write down. I wanted to start this podcast because I want to have a platform for women to come on to and make their voices heard on the things that matter to them most. We will talk about dating, men, relationships. So mating, dating, and relating. But we will also touch on topics that whatever happens to come up. If it's something going on that day, if it's in the news, we'll probably touch on it. I will be inviting guests, mainly friends and family, to come on and give their point of view. And also, the audience will be more than welcome to ring in and give their opinions. This will be a once-a-week podcast. As of right now, I have a full-time job. So I'm employed full-time, but I envision that writing, I'm a writer as well, writing and podcasting will eventually be my main careers. I love to engage with people and listen to their stories, and I love to hear different points of view. I was going to call the podcast For Women, By Women, but then I realized that I want to leave room for men to come and give their point of view on the topics that we're going to discuss. Although I am the host and the producer of this podcast, I feel it is very important to say that my friend Teresa has been instrumental in helping me to navigate the world of podcasting, and I'm happy to give her a producer's credit. Now, a little bit more about me and what motivated me to do this. So I'm a 54-year-old woman. I'm 54 years old. I am a Jewish woman originally from Russia, and that has influenced a lot of my life. I've had a pretty interesting life, I think. I'm currently in the process of writing a book about my life. I think that I needed to get all the crazy things that have happened to me down on paper in order to heal from a lot of the trauma I've experienced. I've also always felt very strongly that women should help other women on this crazy journey we call life. And coming to America from Russia at about 10 years old, it was a culture shock, to say the least. I was a very sheltered child back in Russia. And in those days, no one talked to their kids about sex, or alcohol or drugs. I was molested sexually when I was a child. I never told anyone until I was an adult. Of course, that experience shaped me as a person as well. And as a teenager, I did a lot of stupid things, but who didn't? I was just trying to really assimilate into American society. And I ended up getting into alcohol and drugs. And I was just trying to feel a sense of belonging. I guess I was always looking for my tribe. And honestly, I think I found my tribe in strip clubs. So around 1994, I became a stripper for approximately 5 years. At that time, when I started stripping, I was in an abusive marriage. I was only 21 when I met my ex-husband, and my ex-husband is the epitome of a narcissist. He took all my money I made stripping to buy drugs. He was an alcoholic and a drug addict and also addicted to porn. I, like many women, I thought I was special and I was going to change him. We lived in hotels and motels in Connecticut, in San Francisco, in Hawaii. I worked my ass off, sometimes doing double shifts, only to give money to this abusive narcissist. So one day I realized, after literally being hit on the head, back of my head, with a mag flashlight. So I realized that he might actually kill me. And I also realized that we were never going to settle in one place. And my dreams of having children and having a normal family and all the dreams that this man sold me were never going to come true. So at that time, I started having dreams of killing him, and I understood at that point that it was time to go, it was time to roll out. Because one of us was going to end up dead, and it wasn't going to be me. So after about 3 years in this physically and emotionally abusive relationship, I found the strength to extricate myself from my ex-husband. And to tell the truth, stripping was actually one of the happiest times of my life, especially after I left my ex. I was basically, at that point, my own boss. I worked where I wanted to work, when I wanted to work. I felt liberated. It was liberating for me. The dancing part of the job is what I love the most. I also love the way it made me feel powerful. And I also enjoyed the rapport with the other women, that the bond that we shared as strippers. And I felt that was my tribe. That was probably one of the only times where I felt I really connected with other women on a level that other people wouldn't be able to understand. So I was always in awe of how graceful some of these dancers were. I think that it's the whole, it's so underrated. The talent that these women have is very underrated. So that's a little about me and what has brought me to the point, has brought me to the audacity that I may have something important to say, not just to women, but to the world. And I'm going to be inviting my friends, inviting family if they want to come on. And I'm also going to invite the audience to be part of the podcast. And I think that I've always wanted to help other women to know that they're not alone in whatever that they're going through. And this is going to be, when I say raw and real, and I call it raw and real, it's going to be a no holds barred conversation about any topics that people want to bring up. If they want to bring up sex or politics or religion, I'll give you my honest opinion. Well, I won't hold back, and don't expect that the people who will be guests or also invited audience to hold back. This is about being completely real, completely raw, unadulterated. This is to give the women a true voice, but also give men a voice too. So this is the invitation for you to watch my podcast, to come on my podcast, and hopefully it will be successful. And hopefully I'll one day finish my book, which I've been going on and on for about 4 years. And hopefully I will finish it and it will get published. And I can't wait for the next episode. This is just the introduction. Our first episode, I think, is going to be, we're going to ask, why do people cheat? What makes people cheat? Why women cheat? Why men cheat? What makes people go outside their relationship? And to actually make it more than a fantasy. When people make it a reality, I would say that I have a little bit of insight. I'm not going to say that I'm an expert. I'm certainly no guru or an expert. I'm not a psychologist, psychiatrist, don't have a degree. But coming from the background of stripping, I probably have a little insight as to why people go to sex workers, why people go to other people, not necessarily sex workers, but what makes someone to make a fantasy a reality. So hopefully that will be fun and interesting, and we'll see you then. Thanks for watching and listening.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.